Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start off by saying I hope you all had a fabulous weekend. Lately, it feels like sometimes weekends like sit there and take forever to get through, and other times they just fly by. And when they fly by, those are the best because that means I spent the weekend not in my head, not sitting around filling a pity party, but outside doing stuff. I heard something a while back and it's really stuck with me. And it's something that I acknowledged in early sobriety, but it kind of just now like clicked as I understood it. And that is, did you know the sky is blue? Now you're probably like, yeah, the sky is blue, no big deal, whatever. But you know, the thing is, when I was drinking all the time, I took it for granted. I took for granted the sky would be blue or gray or whatever the weather happened to be, and that the ground was brown or green or whatever. But I didn't notice it. Like, I did not care to notice it. All I cared about was getting the alcohol in my system as fast as humanly possible, which was pretty damn fast because I was a heavy drinker. But now that I'm sober, it's like, okay, I wake up this morning and the sky's blue, and it's such a gorgeous blue. It's like this clear blue sky and it's amazing. Like, I hope I never forget to look at it again and actually appreciate it, because I get to appreciate things these days. I don't take everything for granted. I don't take everything for just being there. I get to be aware. I get to be present and in the moment, and I get to appreciate the big things and these small things, the things I took for granted every day. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit because it's so amazing the gifts that we give to ourselves every day just by not drinking one day at a time. So this weekend, aside from it passing by pretty fast, has been an interesting experience because I'm finding myself wanting to control everything. And I go through these waves. Like, sometimes I'm totally chill and just like whatever, maybe a little bit too chill at times. But sometimes all I want to do is control everything. I want to hold it, squeeze it, make sure it does exactly what I want it to do. Now, for me as an alcoholic, I cannot control everything. And this is like the thing I have to repeat to myself every single day. I cannot control people, I cannot control places, and I cannot control things. In my head, I'm like, yeah, you can. You just controlled this morning how you cooked the bacon. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, sure, I can flip the bacon before it burns, and I can turn up and down the stove to control the temperature. But in reality, if I was drinking, would I be controlling that? Or would it be controlling me? Would I have to be focusing so hard to make sure that I didn't pass out to keep from starting a fire? So it's kind of like how I look at it. Like, if I just relax and I go with the flow, life is so much better. But if I'm sitting there with my fist clenched and wanting to control every fucking thing, like, life is a nightmare. Like, I'm sitting there stressed out, so tense, and I'm just keep wanting to snap and nothing's happening. It's all just the craziness inside my head. And that's how I'm reminded when I forget, which I never forget, but we'll just pretend like sometimes I forget, because I do that. That's how I remind myself that I'm an alcoholic and that's okay. That means I get to learn new things. That means I'm more open to learning new things, because I've been talking to some normies and like they're pretty set in their ways. They like their things to go a certain way and they think they've learned it all. And to me, like, being an alcoholic has reopened my mind. It's allowed me to be like, yes, I get to relearn so many things and I get to experience life in a new way that not everybody does. And it doesn't matter if I'm only about to be 30. It doesn't matter if I was 50 or 70. The fact is, like, once you get sober, we get like a new lease on life. We get to appreciate these things all over again as if we were teenagers. Because you know what? We kind of are. Because we stopped maturing when we started drinking. So we get to have this second time at life. And we are the lucky ones. Just saying. So I've been reading a few books. And I have started this new year trying to have a mantra of I'm going to try to meditate better and more so. So every morning I wake up and I tell myself I'm going to meditate. Which means I don't actually meditate until the night. Because let's face it, I'm a mom of two kids and sometimes I just don't have a moment to myself. Sometimes I do and I just want to read fiction books, and that's okay. The point is, I get my reading in whenever I get a chance, eventually. And so I've been reading this book, The Language of Letting Go, and it's Daily Meditations on Codependency. And most alcoholics I know are kind of codependent. Maybe you're not in a relationship, so you're like, I'm not codependent, but ask yourself how your relationship is with other things, whether it's food or your parents or your dog or whatever. Like, I get intense. If I feel something about something, I want to be like 100% on that shit. So I have to watch myself. And this book is really helping because it just kind of gives me that one thought of the day of what I want to like kind of focus on and relax about or think about. And it's an amazing book. Highly recommend it. But one of the things that kind of stuck on me, and it was from a few days ago, was good feelings. Like, I'm all about the bad feelings. Like, give me anger and pain and fear, and I'll sit in that shit for a fucking week and I'll be happy. Yeah, I will be. Because that's what we were used to. Like, we drank, we were miserable. Like, well, I was miserable when I drank. I just wanted to die. At the end of the day, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to die because I could not stop drinking. It was like a never-ending fucking hamster wheel where I just kept drinking. And I'd say to myself, don't drink as I'm drinking the beer. So, like, good feelings, what are those things? And how can I allow myself to experience them? I don't deserve to be able to have good feelings, or do I? Well, I, at this point in my life, do believe I'm allowed to have good feelings. But now it's more about, how do I handle being happy? How do I handle peace and joy and contentment and love and closeness and excitement? Like, how can I just accept those things as what they are? So the book said to remind myself that it's my right to feel good as I can. And I can have those moments of feeling good, and I can find the balance of peace and contentment and happiness and love and joy. And I don't have to find a way to feel angry or sad or fearful to balance those things out. I can just be in the moment. And so the hardest thing for me in sobriety right now is staying in that moment, whether it's happy or sad or anger, because the next day was anger, accepting anger. And so that's kind of why I'm tying it in as well. And that's the hardest thing, because for me, I enjoy jumping from those feelings, because when I'm jumping from those feelings, I get to experience so much more stuff. At least that's what I tell myself. But in reality, I'm not letting myself experience anything, because I'm not allowing myself to get through one single emotion before I'm on to the next. So this is a process, and it's a lot better, so I'm not jumping immediately, but I do find myself occasionally that if I'm intensely happy, that I look for any tiny insignificant thing to kind of break me down a little bit, just a little, you know, because maybe I'm too happy. So let me say this to you guys, if you're like me and you don't know how to do this whole happy thing, you deserve to be happy. Enjoy your cake, enjoy your massage, enjoy your walk on the beach, and just take it for that minute at a time. 5 minutes from now, you might be angry, and it's okay to be angry occasionally too. If we don't allow ourselves to fully express our emotions, we might drink again. Because if you were like me, I drank to not feel anything. I didn't want to feel fear or anger or sadness or happiness or joy. So now I get to experience them a little bit, and now I'm experiencing them a little bit more. And now I'm learning how to sit in those emotions and actually fully experience them. And this has been a process over these past 2 and some year change. And that is part of growing up. I am growing up and becoming an adult, and I get to experience the happy, sad, joy, anger, fear, despair, grief, and joy. I get to experience it at all. And I get to learn how to feel those things in a healthy, happy, calm, angry, and all the various other adjectives or words that you want to use. But that's part of this recovery process. And that's part of us being sober, because we didn't get these chances before. We were literally stuck on that hamster wheel, and maybe you were a happy drunk, so like you're like, yeah, I was always happy, but you weren't feeling the variety of feelings. Like, you were just stuck on one, and that was where you spent your little cycle. So go out, enjoy the day, look at the sky, look at the clouds, and see if you can spot something new that you didn't notice before, or maybe you noticed, but you glazed over because you didn't want to experience that happy or joy or calmness and just being in the moment. Have a happy Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye.